This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, this is another verse from the Quranic Reflections series, and it's from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Seek help with patience and prayer, but it is difficult for all but the humble. The first point of reflection is that the main way to handle the trials of life is primarily to be patient. Trials are inescapable because Allah created human beings in a perpetual state of trial. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. I've created human beings in toil and struggle. So since that's the case, that's how Allah has created us, that's the world that we live in, there's always struggles, etc., then we need to have ways and means of handling these trials that we are faced with. So in the second point of reflection, Allah points out the key for handling life's inevitable trials, and it is to turn to God in prayer, to remember Allah. As he said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is only with Allah's remembrance that souls find rest. We will not get peace of mind and peace of heart and peace of soul without remembering Allah. Sure, we might think we got peace of mind using drugs and things like this and other material things that we take pleasure from, but these only last for a moment and they're gone. But lasting peace will only come through the remembrance of God. The third point of reflection from this verse is that this state of peace that we seek through prayer and patience, it can only be achieved if we are humble. So we have to start handling our trials by humbling ourselves before Allah, rather than arrogantly questioning Allah, why? Why am I being tested? Why am I suffering? What did I do to deserve this? No. This approach is destructive because Allah did not put anything on us that we couldn't bear. We cannot say we don't deserve this, because so many things that we have done would cause us to be punished far greater than what we are suffering. So we should seek Allah's help through patience in dealing with our circumstance and through salah, remembrance of Allah. Because that's the main goal of salah. أَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Allah clearly stated that in the Quran. Establish the prayer in order to remember me. So with these two, we can handle any trial. But we are only able to do it properly if it is done humbly. We have to humble ourselves. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, whoever humbles himself, man tawada'a lillah, whoever humbles himself or herself for the sake of Allah, rafa'a, Allah will elevate them. That is the reality. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.